Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So we're talking holiday cancellations this week. A Durban family cancels a holiday at the last minute, just hours before they're due to arrive, but because of bad weather, are they entitled to a refund of what they paid for their four-night stay, which was full price?
The answer is usually that would be a big fat no, cancel at the last minute, and no, not fair on the supplier of that holiday accommodation at all. You would get nothing back from what you've paid if you cancel at the last minute, because they would be very unlikely to fill that booking that you cancelled. However, if they did, this is important, then, and you found out, then you would be entitled to say, oh, well, could I have my money back minus some small admin fee? Mm-hmm. So how it works is the Consumer Protection Act, as we've said so often on the show, does make blanket non-refundable deposit policies illegal. You can't just say, we're never going to give you your refund back. It depends on the circumstances. So if consumers cancel an advance booking of any kind, they must get a refund of what they've paid minus a reasonable cancellation fee, mm-hmm. unless they cancel at the very last minute. So given that reasonable is open to interpretation, hotels, wedding venues, photographers and the rest should spell out their policy in detail to whoever is paying, whether it's a deposit or in full. That should be spelled out in writing in the form of a sliding scale of refunds from almost 100% if you cancel immediately to zero for a very last minute cancellation like the one we're talking about now. So essentially, the greater the likelihood of a venue being able to find a booking to replace the cancelled one, the bigger the refund should be. Mm. As the lawyers put it, there needs to be a fair balance between the competing interests of the venue and that of the person making the booking. And that's, you know, fair's fair. Right. So now we're going to get to the story of that Durban family, which didn't pitch up at a Yuvongo resort on the day they were due to arrive and still wanted their money back. But this was a very unusual case. So Mashuda Sharif of North Beach made a booking on Monday, April the 22nd, just after 2 o'clock, for an 8-seater unit in the Yuvongo River Resort. The booking was from that very night, the 22nd, departing four nights later on the 26th. So to cancel on the afternoon that you're meant to get there is about as last minute as you can get.
Yep.
But here are the circumstances. It was Easter Monday, and Mashuda cancelled her booking within an hour of making it because of bad weather, and not just any bad weather. A storm of all storms was breaking, and hardest hit were the areas south of Durban.
Oh,
you will remember this.
We were
a big one, and residents were being warned by East Coast Radio and everybody else to stay put, not to venture out.
Mm-hmm.
It was clearly not a time to be getting into a car and heading down the south coast in particular. Yes, it was the storm in which more than 20 people lost their lives.
Mm.
It was flooding. And the most important part is, Mashuda hadn't made this booking 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months earlier. She had made the booking an hour before she cancelled. So naturally she wanted her 4,000 rand back, and she told the letting agent so. That letting or booking agent had marketed the accommodation to her via WhatsApp and told her that she'd have to wait until Trade Uni Point, which is the club that rents out timeshare units on behalf of their owners, until they came back to work after the Easter weekend. And then she wrote, eventually she sent me the refund policy and told me to do an affidavit, which I did. She sent that affidavit to the resort, and the manager of the resort said they don't handle refunds. The booking agent told her that she must understand that they do not refund on account of the weather. Okay.
Okay.
So what do you call inflexible policies not taking into account the actual situation? Trade Uni Point then offered her, quote, a nice discount for any booking out of season for 2019 at Yuvongo River Resort to help you get the break you were excited for. The nice discount off-season was not something that Mashuda was looking for. She wanted her money back.
Sure.
And she asked, is there anything in the CPA that can assist me with my 4,000 rand that I lost within an hour? And my answer was, yes, there most certainly is. So I emailed Trade Uni Point, pointing out that the company was not legally entitled to withhold the entire payment under the circumstances, not unless they could prove that in the course of that hour, they turned down a booking for that unit. And I said, you know, it would be fair to keep a very small sum to cover any admin involved in making that booking and then cancelling it. I received a response saying, please note that the guest, Ms. Sharif, made a booking through a booking partner and not directly through us. We have addressed the matter with the booking partner, and the guest has been refunded in full by that partner, so the person who sent her the WhatsApp and to whom she paid her money. So very good move. But the point is that until she got hold of me, she was not going to get any of that 4,000 Rand back, which is the worry. So remember, if you pay in part or in full for a holiday or a function or service provider like a photographer or whatever it is, make sure that you know what the terms of that upfront payment are should you decide to cancel, because cancellations happen and they happen a lot. So if you consider what the implications are of cancelling anything you're signing up for, including a cell phone contract or a gym membership, you'll protect yourself from all sorts of financial and emotional drama down the line should that cancellation happen. So that's really what I want to say to people is when you're getting into something, know what it's going to take for you to get out of it, and you might decide you don't want to get into it after all.
I think we get into a stage where if you see an ad on WhatsApp, Facebook, or
especially
in the paper
WhatsApp,
or whatever, and you decide to make a call, it should literally be, hi, I'm interested, but I just need to know what is your cancellation policy. I think it should be the first question.
She did get the cancellation policy, Darren, but it didn't cover, it covered if you cancel within a, you know, within so this many months of your booking or this many months. It didn't cater for someone that, the point was when she made the booking, yes, she cancelled at the last minute, but she only made it at the last minute. So that's the relevant thing. And interestingly, these units are timeshare units that this intermediate company then lets out on behalf of the owner who can't use them for whatever reason. So just be mindful of that. If you book anything, any accommodation, any holiday accommodation, be very sure of where you stand in terms of getting some money back if you cancel, that you know what you're in for.
And worst case scenario is just say, by the way, I do know Wendy Nolan.
That's if your rights are genuinely being denied, yes.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
All right, if you want to get a hold of Wendy, if you have an issue that needs to be taken care of, or if you're a little bit confused about anything, you can contact her directly on her Facebook. Wendy has an email option on her Facebook as well. It's Wendy Nola Consumer.